In the United States, there are many days that we celebrate. Independence Day, Black History Month, Amazon Prime Day. But there's one day that is dedicated to just you, and that is your birthday. Unless you're an adult. Then you have to schedule your birthday dinner. Can we do Thursday night? Your sister-in-law has to work Friday, so that doesn't work for her. And what is the traditional anthem of your day of birth? Happy birthday to you. We all gather around and sing the song while candles melt onto your cake, and then your cousin, you know the one, tries to throw in those extended lyrics, and many more on Channel 4, and Scooby-Doo on Channel 2, or whatever they are. But where did this song come from, and why is it so ubiquitous? The credited writers of the song are American sisters Patty and Mildred J. Hill in 1893. They wrote the song Good Morning to All as a song that young children would find easy to sing. There are claims that the Hill sisters likely copied the tune and lyrical idea from other popular and similar 19th century songs, including Horace Waters' Happy Greetings to All and Good Night to You All, both from 1858, A Happy New Year to All from 1875, and A Happy Greeting to All, published in 1885. But all of those are in dispute and nothing is 100% clear. In 1901, the complete text of Happy Birthday to You as We Know It first appeared in print as the final four lines of Edith Goodyear Alger's poem Roy's Birthday. There's no reference to the words being sung in this version, although other references to the lyrics being sung have been found in works from this time. The first book including Happy Birthday lyrics set to the tune of Good Morning to All has a publication date of 1911. In 1924, Robert Coleman included Good Morning to All in a songbook with the birthday lyrics as a second verse. Coleman also published Happy Birthday in the American Hymnal in 1933, and the Children's Praise and Worship published the song in 1928. The Sumney Company, the publisher of Good Morning to All, copyrighted piano arrangements by Preston Ware Orham and a second verse by Mrs. R.R. Foreman. This served as the legal basis for claiming that Sumney Company legally registered the copyright for the song, as well as the later renewal for these copyrights. The Sumney Company changed its name a few times before being bought by Warner Chappell Music in 1988 for $25 million. Warner Chappell enforced the copyright so that no one can sing the Happy Birthday to You lyrics for profit without paying royalties. In 2008, Warner collected about $5,000 per day in royalties for the song. Warner Chappell claimed copyright for every use in film, television, and radio, and anywhere in the public, and any group where a substantial number of those in attendance were not family or friends of the performer. This is why film and TV birthday parties sung the public domain for He's a Jolly Good Fellow over the Happy Birthday song. It's also the basis for some good jokes like Futurama's birthday song.
What day is today? It's Nibbler's birthday. What a day for a birthday. Let's all have some cake.
And you smell like one, too.
Or my personal favorite on Community.
Do you?
That was weird. How come we only sang the last two words? What happened to the happy birthday part?
Copyright humor. Gets me every time. Now, Happy Birthday to You obviously isn't the only birthday song. The Beatles recorded a couple, Stevie Wonder has a good one, and of course, there's the classic Inda Club by 50 Cent. After several court cases regarding where exactly the Happy Birthday to You copyright began, the final argument for private copyright ended in 2017. In the European Union and in general in the US, copyright lasts for the life of the author plus 70 years, unless you're Disney. Patty Hill died in 1946 as the last surviving author in the Warner Chappell-owned publication, meaning the copyright expired in those countries on January 1, 2017, and now the song is in public domain. As to why the song is so popular, there are two major moments that propelled the song into its longevity. The first being the iconic Marilyn Monroe singing the song in 1962 for the birthday of President John F. Kennedy.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mr. Mr. President. Happy birthday to you. Thanks, Mr. President, for all the things you've done, the battles that you've won, the way you deal with U.S. Steel and our problems by the ton. We thank you so much. Everybody, happy birthday!
The second being in 1969, when the crew of the orbiting Apollo 9 sang the song to NASA director Christopher Kraft in a live broadcast. These two events solidify the song's place in our grandma's hearts, and good luck changing that. By the way, my birthday is on January 25th, just in case you wanted to get me something.